Ksubis Perekei Mishnevov. Hamad is ishte mitash mishamita. The Hemshech Hadvarim over here is we're talking about Shibude Ishus with the halacha of a husband being madder against his wife, which was the subject of a few Mishnayos ago. So here we're talking about the Iker Shibud of a husband to the wife, Sheksus Voina, the one that's for sure deraisa, is the Chiyuv Voina. That's not only a chiyuv in terms of shibudei ishus, but it's a mitzvah say deraisa. L'chor, it's a mitzvah say deraisa. Hamad es ishte mitash mishamita, b'shamay oimim shtei shabosis. B'shamay says that if a husband is madder his wife even 2 weeks from tashmish, avada he's violating his chiyuv, but we're not mechayiv him. We don't see that as a break in the marriage, because in dinei Torah, a woman could be asura labayla for 2 weeks. Where's that? The shir in the beginning of Parshas Tazria of Tumah Deraisa is by Yoledes 2 weeks for a Nekeva and 1 week for a Zohar. Longer than that, by the way, there's no time Deraisa that a woman is asur labayla, because the Isser of Nido mid Deraisa Shivas Yomim, it's only a Zova, which is an abnormality, that has a din of Shiva Nekiyim, where first she has to be make a Hefsik Tyra and then wait 7 days before Tvila. But the regular cycles of Nidus or Yoledes is a week, Yoledes is also a week or 2 weeks. After that, she's Mutas Labailo. The Dam after that is only a Dinder Abonim. So, Bemela, the longest we have Midaraisa is 2 weeks, and therefore that would be already considered a violation. Beis Hillel Oimim Shabbos Achas. Beis Hillel learns out from the regular cycle. Yoledes is something that's not within the regular month to month. The regular cycle of a woman is 1 week of Issa Labayla, and therefore that's what Beis Hillel considers the acceptable amount of time. There's a very important machlekes Amiroim over here, machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and we paskin like Shmuel. Shmuel holds that the din of the Mishnah of Yamtin is both if he was Madir Hano, Madir Tashmish Me'ishtoi for a week or for 2 weeks, or even if he made a neder without any time frame. Lamaisa, we're going to give him a week or two, depending on the shita, to look for a Pesach l'nidroi, to be sure leitzel chokham, to be mati nidroi, and with that we'll allow him an out. After that, we'll be mechayiv him l'garsha. According to Rav, no. Once he was noider, without a time span, that avada he has to be mechayiv, he's mechayiv to be megarsh right away. It's only if he was noider in the first place for a week or two, that's when you have the din of the Mishnah. One last detail. The first Rav speaks at Poshut. When the Mishnah says Hamad es ishte mitash mishamita, the Rav adds, what does that mean? He asked his wife, "Kigoin sho'omar ye'osa hanoas tashmish echolai." He didn't ask her b'tashmish. He didn't ask her himself b'tashmish. If he would ask her hanoas tashmishi olayich, it wouldn't be chal because he's meshubet to her. The Torah says v'nosa lo yigro, he's mechuyev. He can't ask her on her his tashmish. He could only ask, he can make a chalois bigufoy to aser himself from her. And then the Gemara says, "Ein machil adam dava asaloi." But he can't chepa with his shibud to her, and therefore he can't aser her to him. He can only aser himself. We'll see more on this and what the parameters of this idea of a shibud allowing or disallowing. Now the Mishnah tells us a different din, the chivayna itself. Those that are Oisik Bateiru have a right to go learn, even Shaloi Bishus, even if the wife is not Maskim. She married him, he was a Bateiru, and a Bateiru, we're not talking about Bizman Azeh, we're talking about Bimei Chazal, where they had to leave town. So Memela, the halacha is he doesn't need a Mechila on the Chayvas Oino from her, and he's allowed to go for 30 days. The Gemara brings Mises with Tanoim and Amiroim, went for long extended periods of time, 2 or 3 years. So the Gemara really says that the shita of the Chachamim that's in the Braises, that the understanding is that every Talmud Chacham, at a certain point in time, will have to leave home in order to be koina, in order to be zeich, the Gadlus Batera, he's going to have to be away for an extended amount of time. They got married young in those days. So Memela, an understanding is that if she married a Talmud Chacham, a Tzur v'Merabonon, that he would go away for periods of time. Afilu Shtayim v'Shloisha Yishonim, Fenis Maisi, the Gemara brings over here, Eishes Rebbe Kiva, the pinnacle of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, the daughter of the wealthiest person in Yerushalayim, and she gave up everything and sent her husband away for 24 years. That's why we have a Rebbe Kiva. According to the Mishnah, which the Gemara says b'shem b'braises or b'liezer, so then you have to say that all those maises with tanoim and amiram that I mentioned in the Gemara, all that they were meichel dam mafurish, not that they had a right to do it shalei b'shus. The din shalei b'shus, the Mishnah says shloishim yoyim, the halach zach tacham, afilu shtayim v'shloish shoshonim. Ha-poyalim, Shabbos Echos. That means that a poyal is allowed to leave home for a week at a time. He has a job out of town, he's allowed to leave town for a week at a time, not more than that. Ha'oino amur batari, now the Mishnah says, the shiurim, every single person's mechuyiv, but the understanding is that everybody can feed their physical time, their physical koiches and availability. So how much is the chiv that a husband has to be together with his wife? Hatayolin b'chol yoyim. A tayol is a person who says has no steady job. A tayol is something a person does for relaxation. It's a person in a very relaxed, comfortable position in life. Physically, he's not compromised. He eats well. He sleeps well. He takes care of himself. So mele b'chol yoyim. Hapoyolim shtayim b'shabbos. A poyol is somebody who works hard. Physical labor is exhausting. He comes at night and he falls into bed. So mele, he's only mechuyiv twice a week. Hachamorim achas b'shabbos. Chamorim is somebody who his job is somebody that drives a chamor. So he drives, he's traveling around. It's physically exhausting. So mele, and he also goes on jobs overnight. So mele achas b'shabbos. Hagamolim achas l'shoshim yom. A camel is the vehicle of choice to travel in caravans across the Sahara Desert. So mele, the understanding is that he leaves home for more time. So therefore, it's achas l'shoshim yom. Hasaponim. A sailor, somebody who works at sea. So Mamela, it's a dove poshut that he's going to be gone for long stretches of time. So Mamela, his oino is achas l'shisha chadoshim divri Rebbe Lezer. The whole Mishnah is Rebbe Lezer, except in the Braisa is Moisif, that we don't paskin like Rebbe Lezer, be achas to that first halacha of Tamidim Yoitzim only for Shleshim Yom. That we paskin like the Chacham. The other halachas we do paskin, like the Mishnah Mishem Rebbe Lezer. There's one Zman Oyna that's not mentioned over here in the Mishnah. The first one wonder why. The Gemara is in Arichus that Oyna is Tamid Chachomim Mileil Shabbos Ad Leil Shabbos. One reason is because it's not so kavua. There could be Tamid Chachomim that are being Oisik in a Sugya, that they're being Malabin and takes more than a week. So it could be that they don't have a Chiyav Oyna even more than a week. Could be some Tamid Chachomim less. But that's a perspective on Tamid Chachomim. Others tie more mysteriously. That the Oynis Tam Chochem is not something to write in the Mishnah, it's a Dovah Tzanua, it's not something to write in the Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin. Hamiredes al Bailo. Hamiredes, the concept is we just learned the Iker Shibud of a couple to each other is mitzvah their relationship, is the Chiv Oino. By the husband, we call it a Chiv Oino, it's also a mitzvah. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah Oino, but she does have a Shibud. She can't aser herself b'tashmash on her husband. What happens if a woman refuses to be Nizkok Labailo? She's called a Moiredes. So the way we have to enforce the marriage is by taking off of the Shibud HaKsuba, and therefore we're going to be Moired from her an amount of money. What's that amount of money? Peiches in Lom Iksuba, so Shivat Dinorin B'Shabbos. We're going to take off from her Iksuba 7 Dinorin a week, that means a dinner per day, calls man that she's Amid B'Mirda. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, he's saying also that the Shir is Shiva one a day, but what he says is Shiva Tarpi'ikin. Tarpi'ikin, you look at the Rav, and he brings Shiurim that we're not so familiar with, a Shir in silver. A Mishkal Aboy Mishmoinis Seirish or Kesef Tzoruv, 48 kernels of silver. And that's a Mishkal of Shloisha Drachmoinim. And each Drachmoin is 16 Seirish Benonias a Kesef. But Lamaisa, what comes out in the Cheshmin is that each Tarpi'ik is a Chatzi dinner. Coin that's called a tapik is a chatzi dinner. And therefore, what he's really saying is a half a dinner per day, it's a half of what the shear of the Tanakam is. Ad masehu poiches, ad keneg ksubasa, until the whole ksuba is depleted and she'll get nothing. Obviously, a good kasha here is the fact that we had at the beginning of Perek Afalpi, beginning of this Perek, that a woman can't be married to her husband, ain't other Gorim Ishtoi, if there's no in-place ksuba of Masayim. How do we do away with that? L'chetz bilas nus. You'll have to say that since Be'etzim over here, the Chiyav was here, it was only mitzad his, mitzad her behavior. So you know, that's not called that the ksuba was nivches. I mean, there's no kal be'enu loitzi. Even though L'chera, Again, you can divorce her without a price, and you want to say more than that. If she's a meiredis on tashmish, so faket, let him divorce her. Let it be kalbein of loitzio, faket. But that's a discussion in the Rishayim, what nosach to use. So we have the two shiurim over here. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, lo'ilam hu poiches v'hoilich, you could keep on going, and you could go beyond zero. L'chare, there's no din in the ksuba that she's mechuyif to owe him money. L'chare, we could take away from her day by day by day by day until she's left with a balance of zero in her ksuba, but we don't make her into a mechuyif. So, Rabbi Yossi, if you think about it, there's a case where she could owe him money, but it won't be owed. Like, she won't be in the minus. What's the case? The case will be with she has a Yerushim Mokam Akar. She won't be in the minus. She yashin nechosim from her grandfather. So let him now have his chus. Let the forcing her to come back to the marriage take place even in at the expense of losing her nechosim. Tanakam clearly holds that's called creating a choyv. Even though the choyv is collectible from something else, we don't put her in the minus. The din over here is that she loses her rights as a married woman to get a ksuba, but not more than that. The Mishnah then adds, "V'chein ha'moyud al ishtoy." The same concept of she refusing him the tashmish could be him refusing her. It's called the moyud al ishtoy. "Meisifin lo al ksuboso shloisha dinorim b'shabbes, 3 dinorim b'shabbes." Rabbi Yehuda oimer shloisha tarpeikin. So the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is the same machlokes. Is the amount of money per day 3? I'm sorry. Is it a dinner or a tarpeik? But they both agree is that the chiluk between a moirid and a moiredes is that when you're taking away from him, you're going to hit him at the price of 3. When by her, it's going to be hitting her with the price of 7. So one thing the Gemara says is that minias tashmish is yoyse kosha ala ishmish ala isha. That's human nature. That's one. Second of all, another point over here is that it's not only the amount is higher, there's also the Rishonim point out that she's mechuyev to him, 7 malachas. Her, the number of her shibudim to him is 7. Even over here, that we're talking about a meredes b'tashmish. But still, we look at it in the number that shaykh to her shibudim to him, that's the number 7. His shibudim to her is 3. There's another point that's mavu over here in the Gemara, which is that the 3 over here is also a daily share. It's a half a day. It's a half per day. But it's only 6 days of the week. That means like this. The share where she's getting hit, and she's in my redness, and she's losing her ksuba, is 7, one day per week. The share where he gets hit, because he's a moirid, is 3. 3 dinarim, 3 tapik, and kol echad l'shitaso. That 3 is really not 3 a week, it's really a half of a dinner, or a half of a tapik per day. Says the Gemara, why? Because it's only for 6 days a week, not Shabbos. Frek the Gemara, why would there be a chilik between the husband's knas and her knas, whether we take over Shabbos? The Gemara says something very interesting. The Rishonim explain it, that Be'etzim is an Indian over here of Schar Shabbos. Making money on Shabbos is a Issa D'Rabbanan. So yeah, it's not Mamash making money on Shabbos, it's a knas, but we're imposing a knas on a person earning on Shabbos. Why earning? If she's a Meiredes, it's not that he earns more money. It's the fact that his chiv to her goes down. He's not earning anything. Masha'en Kain, where her ksuba goes up. Every day that he's a married in her ksuba goes up. If she's going to make a half a coin on Shabbos, it's kiviyochel like what the Rishonim call mechzi kiskar Shabbos. The mechzi kiskar Shabbos means the maisa, because Allah imposing it as a knas, a half a coin goes to her. Sepasnish, that a coin should go to somebody on the cheshbon of Shabbos. It's like Schar Shabbos. Some poiskim, there's a kivego with the Mogen Avram and Shin Vov and Erechaim, want to point out from here that there's a chilim between Schar Shabbos. Somebody has a job on Shabbos. Tutoring, waitering, whatever it is, he's not supposed to be paid. He has to be paid by Havlo for the whole week. Prechtzich HaShayla, L'chor, you see over here in this cheshbon that we just made, there's a chilim between earning or having the work you do take off of a choyv. So what happens if somebody's working, Reuven's working with a Shimon, but Reuven really owes money to Shimon, and the money that he's earning comes off. Someone at time, you see over here, there's a chil between earning and losing a choyv. And the Reuven Kivega says, it's pasha that there's a chil. Over here, it's not real Schar Shabbos. Nobody's working for money. So Shalom what Chazal imposed. So Chazal only imposed
where it's loss of a choiv, but not where it's money that goes into the bank account. That's pasnish. But by real schar shabbos, where a person is working for schar, the avad is not chil. It doesn't make a difference if you're earning or if you're just losing something that you owe. You're gaining in the fact that you don't owe as much. No chil between the two. A few details. The Gemara says that this, that a woman or a husband or a man, Mayredes, loses a ksuba, is only at kama that they say they want to stay married, but they're trying to be difficult. Let's say a woman goes on strike against her husband, Latashmish. She wants to stay married, but she's on strike. So they will use punitive measures, will cancel. What happens if the woman says, Mos, I can't stand him, I want out? Which is most often the case, where a woman is, she wants out of the marriage. So in that case, Rishonim say that, no, we don't wait on it. If a woman says Mos, she has a right to out of the marriage. The question is, does she have a right with a ksuba, out of a ksuba? That's a long discussion. The Balei Tosfos, other Rishonim, came out of all the Rishonim hold that when a woman says Mos, she doesn't get a ksuba. Whether will force the husband to divorce his wife when she says Mos, could she just say Mos whenever she's in the mood of marrying somebody else? Rashi and the Rambam hold that were Koifin Oisir Legarsha. Other Rishonim, Lamaisin, Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, Simonai and Zayin, and Neven Ezer, Paskin like the Rishonim that hold that you can't force a husband. A woman says Mos, she can always say Mos. So it has to be something that has to be substantiated in Bezdin. Now, what is the ksuba which is subject to this knas of losing per day? There's the ikka ksuba, the monom assigned. There's the tesis ksuba that we learned about in the beginning of the parak that has the din of ksuba, tesis ksuba. Nidunya is the amount that she brought into the marriage beyond the tesis ksuba. That's the amount that will go over to her children from the marriage. Midin ksuba's been in dichrin. That's also bechlal the ksuba. It's money that he owes. We'll call that, for our purposes, Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel. We're going to learn more about this in later Prokem. We learned about it in Yevamos already. Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel is, she brings assets into the marriage. Keneged those assets, he owes a certain amount when the marriage ends, either by him dying, hello from his estate, or if he divorces her, then he'll owe her out of pocket. He'll owe her the ksuba, the Tosis ksuba. He'll also owe her the Nedunya, that amount of money, which is considered a choiv against him. Nichsei Malug, which are nechosim that are brought into the marriage, she owns them, but he has a right to use them, that he doesn't lose out of pocket. Can they get those in the din mayrid or mayredes? Of course, one important point that we haven't mentioned, we've named on that the din mayredes is a woman or a man rebelling against their spouse, le'inyin tashmish. And what about l'malocha? A husband doesn't want to feed his wife. What happens to a woman who goes on strike, doesn't want to do any of the melechas habayis that we learned to read in Meshubin? L'maitzah to machloikis in the Gemara, and the consensus of the Rishonim is to paskin like the sheet in the Gemara that holds that there's adin mayrid only by tashmish. That's the essential issues. Everything else is shibudi issues. Mayrid means you're being mayrid against the marriage. That's in yoni tashmish. How far to take, let's say, according to the mandam that holds is adin mayrid in Malacha, how far to take that, and this really cuts to the what exactly is the chiv, a marshal of a husband to feed his wife. A husband says, I don't wanna support my wife. I'm getting into bed and I'm not climbing out. Look, if she works, Avada she could keep the money, right? If he's not supporting her, then Avada she could use her earnings. Let's say she doesn't have. Could you force him to get out of bed and take a job? Said Tesan, normally when a person has a choiv, Reuven owes money to Shimon. Spent all the money they borrowed. Mamash doesn't have a cent to his name. He doesn't even have clothing. So there's no way that you could get him to pay the choiv. If he has money, you could take it away. But there's no din that he has to go out and work. Even though about morally he has to pay. But al tzedin shibud, al tzedin choiv, mamoni gabach, a malva can't force a levy to go to work. Says Tesis B'Shem Rabbeinu Eliyahu, he proves from the sugya, the only place where a person has a chiv, where he has to go out and get a job and work, is the chiv l'fainas ishtar. Same way the chiv oina is a proactive chiv, not just a din in taking from a person who owes. The din of parnosas ishtar is a din he has to go out and actually get a job. The man is a less man the polig that a husband that says, ain't his own veni mefarnas, I'm not supporting my wife. Somebody has to be megarish her. I mean, the Gemara makes a machlok, but the Gemara says, L'maisa, the halach is that Avadi, he's mechuyv to support her, and he's, if not, then we're mechayv him to be megarish her. That's not a shaila. That's not totally in whether the din meyud meyredis that person lemik subosu ksubosoi is totally in that. That's a separate shaila. One is a din meyredis. One is a din stamazoi. He's not. She's not mechuyif to live with him, and he has to be megashi. You can't have a woman that doesn't have a husband supporting her. The din of Rabbeinu Eliyahu that we just mentioned is mechuyif to go out. That is also not 100% muskim. It's machlek tzushaydim lemaisa. There's a whole back and forth. Tesis b'shem Rabbeinu Tam says not that way. Shalah had a paskin, Ramon Evan Ezra Simonai does paskin like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. But that's some of the discussions over here, like the chiyuvim between a husband and wife.